Sorry, everyone. I had some home internet issues. Thank you for being patient. Board meeting is taking place via teleconference pursuant to executive orders N-25-20 and N-29-20. The Board of Directors and employees of Navigator Schools are meeting via Zoom. Members of the public who wish to access this board meeting may do so online at addresses and telephone numbers and meeting IDs that were provided in the agenda. Members of the public attending online who wish to comment during the board meeting will use the online raise hand tool in Zoom when the chairperson elicits public comments. Members of the public planning to attend the meeting by phone were requested to confirm their intent. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes if an interpreter is needed. Comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be extended to 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. The board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications or accommodations have been made. We'll move to the opening items and recording attendance. Sean, are there any members of the public?
No.
Okay, I'll take that as a no. Then would you call the meeting to order and call the board, please?
Chuck Daggs?
Present.
Ian Connell?
Present.
John Flaherty?
Present.
Shar Hegday?
Present.
JP Anderson?
Present.
Nora Crivello? Victor Paredes Colonia?
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
I will. Sean, are there any members of the public who have joined our meeting in the last 45 seconds and wish to make public comments?
No.
Okay. I will move to item D, board chair opening remarks. I want to thank the board for being here and attending this short meeting in response to AB 361 and meeting the requirements of that. And Kevin and Kirsten are doing their terrific Hollister responsibilities in terms of the school district there. And thank you very much for doing that. Since these are important issues that we're talking about. And I also want to thank Kirsten and Kevin for their splendid performance at Gilroy last Thursday. I watched some of it, but didn't get a chance to see you guys, interestingly enough. Kirsten, Kevin today was remarking how spectacular you were in terms of the connections in Gilroy. So thank you very much for your performances. I won't say performances as if they were such, but for your activities in this area. I also want to say thanks again to the board for agreeing to be transparent with AB 361. I'll tell you a quick story about this. I'm on another board, the Gavilan College Measure X Oversight Board, which watches the bond expenditures. And one of the issues is transparency we've worked on. And the Santa Clara County Civil Grand Jury looked at bond measurements as one of their reports this year and issued a report criticizing Gavilan College for the way they had shortchanged the oversight of the board. I thought it was a poor report in my experiences with inspectors general, government accounting offices and grand juries generally. I thought it was a poor report. It was ill-founded, but one of the things that they did criticize the board for was not doing AB 361 appropriately on transparency. So knowing that people are watching, again, I want to thank the board for the time on that. That concludes my opening remarks. I want to move to item two. Topical items, renewal of authorization to continue virtual meetings. This is a RIP Board Resolution 2022-07, which recognizes the state of emergency and reauthorizing teleconference meetings pursuant to AB 361. I will say that the Governance Committee at their next meeting is going to have on the agenda item the discussion of meeting in person, at least for the until the autumn or until AB 361 is reviewed, or until BA2-A-1 Omicron becomes another issue. But know that we're moving to personal meetings as quickly as we can. So with that in mind, do I hear a motion to pass Resolution 2022-07?
So move.
Do I hear a second?
Victor, I'll second.
Thank you, Victor. Is there any discussion about this or meeting generally, or my remarks connected to meetings? Hearing none, we'll call the roll. Sean, would you call the roll?
Daggs?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving to item B, rescheduling the regular board meeting scheduled for today to May 10th of this year. I would like to ask the board to approve that and would entertain a motion to officially move the meeting to May 10th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. And it will replace the regular board meeting scheduled for today.
This is your motion. So moved.
Thank you, JP. Second?
Ian, seconds.
Ian, seconds. Any discussion about that time? I think Kevin and Sean checked with everyone and moved forward. Is any other discussion? Hearing none, we can move forward. Is Sean, would you call the vote?
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
Sorry. John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
And finally, moving to item three, number A, adjourning the meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Again, thank you, the board. Do I hear a motion?
JP, so moved.
Thank you. Do I hear a second? Come on,
Becca.
I want you on record as seconding this.
Now there's no fighting. No fighting.
Was that Shara?
Yeah, that's me.
Sure.
You win. Okay.
And Sean, would you call the roll?
Chuck Daggs?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Dirk Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you, everyone. The motion is adjourned. And again, thank you for our 7-minute meeting, our pro forma. We'll see you again in May to discuss the additional issues. Thanks, everyone. Shara, I sent you a text when you get a chance.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.